Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Multiple reports over the weekend, not just that it looks like Andrew Berry is going to be safe, but that the Browns haven't made a decision on Kevin Stefanski yet. Mary Kay Cabot was on with JP and Coach Lance Reisland yesterday before the Bills loss and commented on the idea that Berry's safe and maybe the Browns are unsure about Stefanski.
I believe Andrew is safe. I've been saying that over and over and over again because I really don't think that you can pack up your NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year and ship him off to the NFL Honors Program and basically say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to fire our general manager who just drafted probably the best rookie class in I don't even know when. I mean, this is an incredible, incredible rookie class. So I've been saying for a long time that he's safe. That does not surprise me at all. And then as far as Kevin is concerned, once again, I don't know what's going to happen there. I don't think anybody really knows for sure yet.
So that being said, I think it makes sense that that the Browns would be presenting this as they're unsure about Stefanski.
Yeah, I mean, think about how bad that would be if they were presenting it, or at least letting back channels know, like, yeah, Stefanski's definitely gone.
Yeah.
Because then what motivation does Stefanski have to even do anything?
Yeah, well, and it would completely give, it would make the final three games harder. It's already hard enough when you're losing to this level to evaluate on. There is some guesswork here when you're not sure who's playing hard, who's here, who's invested, who's not invested. That just naturally happens when you're 3-12. It gets harder when the head coach is completely undermined.
Well, and this is why, if you're Stefanski, this is why I say it's smart for him to do all the stuff behind the scenes that he's done with his agent, because really you end up with you're the Goodfellas scene where you just get. You get taken out by surprise. You're not supposed to really see this coming, right? Because if you really, almost in a way, you're lulled into like this false sense of confidence that you're going to be safe for next year and you're going to be back, because it's the only way that these organizations can do it. Because the slightest hint of you actually being gone, you do exactly what we've seen him do with his agent and line everything up and then get everything set, and then you're off somewhere else.
Yeah, I think the tough thing here is when your agent is Jimmy Sexton, right? Which I believe is Kevin's representation. Little tough because a lot of guys repped by Jimmy Sexton. And if Kevin's agent, rightfully, is out there saying, hey, prime candidate, other jobs have it out, you know, wants to be here, but prime candidate. Well, if his team is doing that work, the Browns should also be doing their due diligence so that when, and I think this is one of the best things Ross said, the idea of back channels, however you do it, you've got to know what your big board looks like for coaches before you make that final decision.
All right, so what does the big board look like right now? Because as Ross was talking, all I kept thinking about is it goes a couple ways. I have one name that I think is I don't know, it just seems like it's going to always end this way. Wait, do you have anyone on your board?
If it's Cliff Kingsbury,
It's not.
I do get to dropkick you.
It's not. Could you dropkick me?
You give me a ladder. You give me a ladder and like a landing pad because it's going to be a hard
thud. How big of a ladder? What are we talking about here?
About 4-footer, but it's got to be structurally sound.
I was going to say, I didn't want to ask an offensive question.
Yeah.
Reinforced. Do you go on ladders?
Yeah, I was just on the 6-foot ladder over the weekend.
I bought one not too too far away, and it was like the maximum it was 250 pounds.
Mm.
thought to myself, I'm getting close to that ladder. I gotta go a little bit more higher.
You know,
now.
You know, they make them up to like 300 or 350. I do not own one of those. I own a max 200, 250.
And you just use it?
And we're just playing with fire.
You're just out here chancing it every time you get up on 100%. That ladder.
Well,
they have to say 250, right? 250 really means it's got to mean like 3, right? 350. It's got to
so
mean.
Far,
it's got to be.
And it's like a 15-year-old ladder too.
What if it just snapped?
Well.
I wouldn't do ladders if I were you. I wouldn't do ladders if I were you.
Yeah, I mean, gravity's not already my friend. And then you add to it. So here's the thing. On solid ground, there's no wiggle beneath my feet. Like, you can feel if something's about to break, right? But it was on carpet because they had to rehang the star.
Oh, yeah, carpet's
it had fallen
even worse.
Over.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was...
You did it all for the star on the top of the tree?
I was asked to do it, and I'm the man of my house. I'll do
no,
that for my wife.
No, one chance. And by the way, I'm sending somebody else up on that ladder.
I did at Friendsgiving. It was my buddy Jeremy. It was about $160.
There we go. Yeah. But hey, Jeremy, you keep
he
come
didn't
on
do,
over.
He didn't do a good enough job hanging the star. Big fella had to go hang his own star. Now,
well, so it's not Cliff Kingsbury is the name. Do you have anyone? What is your name?
I don't think it's that kind of search. I don't like.
Wait, you don't think they have a big board with names?
No, they should. But what I mean is, like, the guys that I want are probably not going to be commensurate with their guys. Like, I think Clint Kubiak will be atop their list. He was in the building interviewing for the OC job a year ago. Wouldn't surprise me if Cliff Kingsbury was an interview candidate. Like, I think those are the guys that they're going to be, you know, to me, it's like, I want a guy that's a leader. I want a guy that can attract other coaches that are going to want to be with him. I don't care if he's an X's and O guy, like a guy like Thomas Brown out of New England, Adam Stenovich, the Green Bay O-line coach /OC. Like, that's more where honestly, David Shaw, even though it's not a great year for the Lions, I like David Shaw as a head coach. Like, leader of men. That's the thing I'm trying to find.
The name that keeps coming back to me is Robert Saleh.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
I feel like there's just such a world that exists where the Browns hire Robert Saleh and we're all met with some sort of... And the sad part about this is the reaction is going to be, well, we don't know what he could actually be because the Jets stink at this.
Yeah.
And the ownership for the Jets
ruined Browns.
Exactly, you got it. Nail it. Boom. Right on the money. And then, like, so there will be that little bit of, like... it's just a poor understanding by the Browns in that moment. But again, it's like, I don't know why that name keeps coming back to me, but who's in charge of this big board? You know what I mean? Like, if they're doing their due diligence and they're getting this done properly, because the maneuvering that you have to do is you have to make sure that Stefanski isn't aware of this. He doesn't know any of this is happening. And you also then have to be able to have the leniency to, if you have not made up this decision, to then hit the eject button because your big board stinks.
But isn't this also where leadership matters? Like, if Jimmy and Andrew went if Jimmy Haslam and Andrew went to Jimmy Sexton and said, listen, we're not going to go behind your back. We're doing due diligence out there as part of the greater decision. It doesn't mean Kevin's fired, but we're certainly evaluating that position, but you're not going to hear it through the trades. You're going to hear it because we're telling you, hey, this is something we're evaluating. And just being honest about it.
I mean, that's courteous. I have a feeling why Andrew Berry is safe in all these scenarios is because...
He knows where the bodies are buried.
Well, he knows what the big board is. Because he's helping create the big board.
Well, yeah, I think
so. How do you know he's safe? He's creating the big board.
I think there is some merit to that. Like, Andrew knows a lot of people in the NFL. He grew up in the Indy organization, obviously spent time in Philadelphia as well. Like... The professional side of Andrew, I think, would be an asset in a coaching search, even if I don't know that I really want him or Jimmy Haslam making the hire. Does that make sense?
You know, it makes 100% sense. And that's why a lot of fans are upset about this news, is because you're looking at it like, I don't trust Jimmy. I don't trust Andrew Berry. Where does that leave us? And these are the ones that are going to be in charge with not only picking the next head coach, but then guiding this team through the next few years until Jimmy one day wakes up and realizes that Andrew Berry is...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Isn't it?
Can I tell you another reason I think they might be waiting?
Sure.
I think they might be waiting to see who gets fired.
Well, and so that's a good point, and it's one I agree with. You never know who's going to all of a sudden become open. Like, for instance, the chatter in Baltimore right now is fire John Harbaugh. 4 weeks ago, the chatter was fire Mike Tomlin, but you notice how we're back on fire John Harbaugh? Like there are names that are always going to pop up that you wouldn't expect, wouldn't see coming, and then by the end of the season, you get one name a year that just blows you out of the water. The problem the Browns have is, are they the good enough team to get that one name? If you believe Bill Barnwell's ranking from last week, that would suggest they're actually in a pretty decent position to nab that one guy that is a surprise and a shock.
Like, I'm trying to look here. I think Harbaugh is the obvious now, just because what a brutal loss that was for Baltimore, even without Lamar out there in the second half. I'm trying to look at the other names that might shake free.
Well, we've talked about LaFleur at one point. That one doesn't seem like it's going to shake free. We talked about Tomlin at one point. That one seems like it's not going to shake free.
What about Todd Bowles?
Todd Bowles is, it's funny, I had that in quick hits at one point, like today, of like, are they going to fire Todd Bowles? Todd Bowles does absolutely nothing for me. I need to make this as clear as the day is long.
Like we got a Todd Bowles fan here.
I will go to Cliff Kingsbury's house, pack his bags, and bring him to here instead of having Todd Bowles.
I'd rather Todd Bowles and Cliff Kingsbury.
I'd rather have neither. If you're making me choose between the steaming pile of crap and the other steaming pile of crap, I'm going to take, I'll take B.
I think one's just a more steamier version. I think one, maybe it's got a couple nuts in it.
Why is it always steamy?
Fruit.
I don't understand why it's always steamy. Why was that like the only piles of crap that exist in...
Because it's heated.
Yeah, but it doesn't
heat
have to
rises.
Be. Yeah, I know, but it's like it's cold outside right now. Like if you put a pile of crap outside, it's not going to be steamy.
You know, it absolutely would. It's hot matter hitting the on cold. There's a reaction there. There's a scientific reaction there.
No, you said hot matter as if it's on fire or something. It just exists.
But it's warm. It's comparatively warm.
It's comparatively warm, but it's not. There's no steam. Doesn't happen just because garbage exists on the ground in snow.
Well, no. But you put a warm substance, like the temperature of your
warm has to get to a certain amount of. It has to have a certain amount before it actually turns into steam. You can't just put any substance on snow and say that's going to arise with steam. You're saying any amount of substance would do this.
No.
It has to be
fecal matter.
Unbelievable.
Hot fecal matter. That's all.
Who turned it into fecal matter? If a dog goes to the bathroom outside in the snow, it doesn't elicit steam.
I literally have seen it twice this week.
It's Mongo's not a constant steam.
Production.
No. There's all sorts of dog feces out there that just is, it just exists.
You're seeing it after it's cool.
I know, but in the hypothetical, it's always like this steaming pile. It's all the steaming pile of garbage.
When have you owned a dog
always steaming. At some point, it goes down.
Yes, at some point. I think you're moving the goalpost now.
No, I think you were wrong, and now you're just trying to make it seem like you're right.
I have seen steam off dog do.
If anything gets hot enough, it will elicit steam. But the point is that we always go to it being steaming pile of garbage. And it's like, maybe for a couple seconds you get some steam, but it's not, like, garbage isn't always steaming.
216-474-0092. Who's right on this fecal matter? It kind of worked.
It did kind of work.
It kind of worked, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of our dumber conversations.
Yeah, it was not great.
No, that was definitely, yeah.
But, I don't have a problem with the Browns publicly saying they haven't made up a decision. I think no matter how many times I've fired Kevin this year, and it's gotten... that's actually the real win today, is I didn't fire him based off of yesterday's game. I actually gave him credit for having the team ready to play. I think the Browns are holding this the right way, but I agree with Ross. I don't know you can truly make your decision on Kevin without knowing what you're really looking for in the next coach. And I'm not even thinking names here. I'm just thinking like,
Ross attributes. Ross didn't completely say that, though, because Ross said it is different for quarterbacks than it is for head coaches. Because head coaches, you can just have time be enough of a reason for why you need to move on. Like, it doesn't work the same way that you need to have this guarantee this guy's unequivocally better than the coach that we're firing, because at some point, it just went rotten.
Yeah, I think that's also what bugs me, and we're going to get to that half of this report in a bit. But just the concept of better, it's not about like, oh, Kevin's a 6.5 on a 10, you know, it's, and this guy's a 7 or a 7. No. It's this guy fits more what your team needs going forward. And that's not something that you can prove, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know. You don't know until you see the head coach.
Yeah, it's all a guessing game.
So
yeah.
I think there is like, I think if that was the Browns putting that out there, and we're going to play the sound when we come back here. If the Browns are behind the idea of, hey, the only way we're getting rid of Kevin Stefanski is if we have something better to go to, I think that's a false premise. I think that's a really dangerous position to try and make your decision from.
For sure.
Because I think there are John Harbaugh, far and away, would be an upgrade over Kevin. Fine. Most of the time, though, who knows that a guy who might not be half the X's and O guy that Kevin is might be a real leader. Maybe that's just what this team needs going into the next thing.
And then you're failing to account for the idea that this is with coaches, it doesn't work where all of a sudden you rebound and this thing gets better. And all of a sudden it's like all the problems just kind of go away and everything is just awesome. It just doesn't work that way.
Our guy, Adam in Rocky River.
Yeah.
What the bleep are you guys doing right now?
We didn't even really know.
Yeah. We were just trying to figure it out.
We didn't really even know.
I'm a little hungover. It's a short week. Get off my ass, Adam in Rocky River. Kevin Stefanski, not sure what he's doing. Andrew Berry might be back. What are the Browns waiting on? And we'll get to the concept of better with the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.